Welcome to RSN 927's Breakfast Bite.
Good morning, everyone. It's Friday, November 15, and what a way to start the day for fans of our national side, the Socceroos.
That's a good ball to pick out Irvine, and potentially an even better one for Adam Taggart.
And that is a splendid finish by Adam Taggart to put Australia in front in the 13th minute. They side the Jordanian defence apart, and Taggart, who is bang in form for his club, did the rest.
Yes, it was Adam Taggart who helped the Socceroos move one step closer to the 2022 World Cup. While closer to home, the Australian cricket side for the upcoming tests against Pakistan announced yesterday, but it was Will Pukowski's decision not to be selected that was the talking point of the cricket world.
Sure, no, we hadn't chosen the side at that stage, and it's a very unfortunate happening for him once again. He's a great player. He's going to be a very, very good player, but obviously the timing just wasn't quite right for him at the moment, and then of course he made the call to make himself unavailable.
More on with Will Pukowski throughout the morning on The Breakfast Bite. Plus, we've got footy on the way, some basketball news, more on the Socceroos, plus a lot more cricket in the build-up to the Test Series versus Pakistan, and of course the build-up to The Breakfast Club starting at 6 o'clock.
You're listening to RSN 927's Breakfast Bite.
It is 23 minutes away from 6 o'clock. Daniel Harford, Adam White and Adam Ramanaskis to take you through The Breakfast Club on a Friday morning. There's plenty to get through. We will try and find you a winner on the early mail. They're racing at Kyneton today and the Valley tonight ahead of Sandown tomorrow. The Zipping Classic, where after 7 o'clock it'll be Nick Quinn and Dean Lester in the studio for the Friday form. Of course, Dino looking at all the quaddy legs, leaving his best bets and trying to find a Rama Ruffy. After 7:30, Gareth Hall comes into the studio, the Hall Pass. So we'll chat to Gareth about the week that he's had. Alex Doolan, who has had a monster performance this week with Tasmania, opening the batting in the Sheffield Shield. He made 170 not out and 116 in his second innings. Tasmania claimed a big victory over South Australia. And after 8 o'clock, Tom Boyd, the 2016 Premiership player with the Western Bulldogs. We know he decided to retire from the AFL earlier on in the year and play some local footy. He's then in the last 48 hours, has decided to move away from his local footy club, his junior footy club, and sign on with St. Kevin's in the Amos. So we're going to chat to Tom about that decision after 8 o'clock. So stick around for that. That's The Breakfast Club coming up after 6 o'clock. Daniel Harford, Adam White, and Adam Ramanaskis. Yesterday, the Australian Test squad for the Domain Series against Pakistan was announced. 14 players in the squad building up to the first test at the Gabba next week, November 21, before the day-nighter at the Adelaide Oval on November 29. The team reads Tim Payne, the captain, Cam Bancroft, Joe Burns, Pat Cummins, Josh Hazlewood, Travis Head, Manus Labuschagne, Nathan Lyon, Michael Nisa, James Pattinson from Victoria, Stephen Smith, Mitchell Stark, Matty Wade and David Warner. Interesting selection, some of the spots. Let's go through some of the players who spoke yesterday after their Shield performances. We'll start with Trevor Holmes, though, the chairman of selectors. He's talking about the whole squad as a whole, 14 men, including Cameron Bancroft, which raised a few eyebrows.
With two tests, one in Brisbane and then one in Adelaide, totally different conditions there with a pink ball test and being a day-night. However, Cameron Bancroft's inclusion we thought we needed a spare batsman in the squad, number one. Secondly, we know he can cover up the top of the order and also in the middle order, as we've seen in the recent Australia A game. And he's also played in the middle order for Western Australia in one-day cricket. So he's an ideal person to have in our squad. He's got the ingredients of being a very good test match player. He's a hard worker. He was left out, of course, in England after a couple of test matches, but he's had the bit between the teeth. He's worked very, very hard in his game, and the improvement in his game is quite noticeable. So we're trying, of course, as well to keep a core group of players together, in particular those that perform so well in the Ashes series in England.
So that's Trevor Holmes talking about the squad, including Cameron Bancroft, who may well be used as a bit of a backup batsman should the concussion sub come into play during this series. We move to the captain, Tim Payne. He spoke after Tasmania's draw with South Australia last night. His thoughts on the makeup of the squad against Pakistan.
I think they know what we want to do. I think it's probably a mixture of looking at conditions. There's now a substitute as well for concussions, so you've got to have all bases covered. And I'm not sure of the exact makeup as yet, but I'm sure they've got a really good idea. And once we get to Brisbane, those guys will be really clear on that. I think that was a tough call to make for Joe to miss out on that, and he's come back to Queensland and hasn't put huge runs on the board, but I think he's been pretty consistent, and obviously going back a little while when he got his came back into the Test side, scored a big 100, and I think he showed over the years that he's a class player, and his best cricket will score Test runs, so looking forward to see what he can do.
And just one on Trav as well, have you been impressed with his form, I guess, since he was left out of that last Ashes Test?
Yeah, Trav, again, that was a really tough call to leave him out. It was more around team balance, and I think the way he's come back, he obviously scored an excellent 100 here last week against a world-class attack, so I'm sure he's taken a lot of confidence of that. Trav's test match record is outstanding for such a young cricketer, and again, we've got full confidence in him that he can do the job.
So that's Tim Payne there talking about the makeup of the squad, Joe Burns and Travis Head. Just on Joe Burns, we're about to hear from the Queenslander himself. His last few test matches for Australia, he scored 4, 42, 15, 180 and a 9. His last test match was against Sri Lanka in February this year. While his runs for Queensland in the Sheffield Shield, his most recent game against Western Australia, he scored 76. And while batting for Australia A duck and 11, but he spoke yesterday to the media and he says he feels like he's batting pretty well in the middle.
I'm at the point in my career now where I've got so much experience behind me. It gives me a lot of confidence and comfort going into games. I feel like I'm just in a spot where, mate, I'm looking forward to playing test match cricket, showing the world what I can do. Hopefully plenty of runs, plenty of wins, and I just feel like I've got the game to do it and I'm ready to go. So, Mark, I can't wait for next Thursday.
Let's move over to Mitchell Starc, the Australian fast bowler, who, of course, that magnificent left arm that he comes thundering down with in this Shield match against Western Australia, 2 for 41 and 4 for 57. His most recent match was against Pakistan in a T20. 2 for 29 with the ball, but he said as well after his game yesterday with New South Wales that he feels like he's bowling better than ever.
Maybe at times, I'm not sure. I've just been happy with the sort of the rhythm and things that I've worked on, as I said before, just to get in a clearer mindset and have that rhythm I guess the things that I worked on coming out of the Gabba Shield game into the Drummoyne game and been pretty focused and clear since the Gabba game throughout the T20s as well is pretty pleasing for me. Nice to contribute to wins for New South Wales and Australia, and hopefully now having that mindset and having that rhythm now, working on that for the last few weeks, hopefully that can carry on through the summer.
So building up towards next Thursday for the Australian Test Summer, kicking off against Pakistan, November 21 at the Gabba. Will Pekowski not part of that 14-man squad. Yesterday he announced that he decided not to be considered for selection for this upcoming series due to mental health reasons. He becomes the third Victorian in the last few weeks to make this announcement, along with Nick Maddison and Glenn Maxwell. And yesterday, the CEO of the Australian Cricketers Association, Alistair Nicholson, was asked his thoughts not only on Will Pekowski, but on all three of these Victorian men.
I think now it's important we really work with what he needs to do, but it does also show the pressures of the modern athlete. I don't necessarily think it's a crisis. I think what we've got is a really complex issue.
So there is some complex issues around it, but good on all three men for speaking up if they're not feeling right, and hopefully they take some time away from the game and they get in the right headspace, and we can see them come back to the field dominating in the not-too-distant future. Two men who'll be hoping to dominate a boxing ring tonight is Barry Hall and Paul Gallen. The war of words continues. It's at Margaret Court Arena, and you can still subscribe to watch the fight, mainevent.com.au, or you can ring 131-999. And yesterday at the weigh-in, the war of words continued between Barry Hall and Paul Gallen.
We know his strength. He puts pressure on. He's tough. He gets in and under. We know what he's going to do. So we've got some things in place. We've got some traps to set. And the good thing is he'll come forward and allow us to do those things. So the trap doesn't have to be too good. He's going to be right in front of me.
He can have as much temper as he likes in there. You've got to be controlled and you've got to be in your game for the whole time. And, yeah, I'm not concerned about it at all.
It's just game face, isn't it? There's no point winning a stare down if you don't win the fight.
He snaps pretty quickly, big Baz, but that's the way he played the game and or his game of AFL. And yeah, I'm just looking forward to getting there Friday and sorting it all out.
I haven't been a good guy for a long period of time in my career, but I feel the support. It's been overwhelming, so it's great. So thanks everyone who's reached out.
Showtime tonight at Margaret Court Arena: Barry Hall versus Paul Gallen. Six rounds. $2 million is up for grabs between the two of them. I wonder if there'll be a rematch after that. They both weighed in yesterday at 102 kilos. Barry Hall, 42 years of age. Paul Gallen, 38. And giving away 14 centimetres, if you don't mind. That's going to be an interesting one tonight if you're going to watch it. Let's move over to the world of AFL. Barry Hall's former life, the Adelaide Crows, continue to be a discussion point. We told you yesterday through Taylor Walker that there's not going to be a senior assistant coach at the footy club. Well, Matthew Nix spoke yesterday to the media and he told exactly what he thought of the quality players that he's looking for out of the Adelaide Crows squad that he's got at his hands.
Character's number one for me. Obviously, you've got to be able to play football, but you know, most guys that are getting drafted, you know, within this next month can play football. But character sits right up the top of the tree. You know, what sort of person's going to come in and prioritise others? What sort of leader are we going to get into the organisation that's going to make others better? Because that's what it's about. We, you know, we play a team game. We don't play, and it's not an individual sport where you can just lock in on yourself. So I'm big in that area. I like speed. I've always liked speed. It just allows you to recover from any mistakes. And our game's about mistakes. It's a turnover game. That's what we play. So, you know, putting those two things together about helping each other and getting a bit of speed out on the field is two key areas.
So wants a bit of speed in his players, does Matty Nix. Well, he talked about a couple of players individually. We'll go through a couple of them now, in particular Brad Crouch and where he is at with his career, but where he's at with the Adelaide Crows.
Brad Crouch loves the club already. I've obviously had some good conversation with Brad around, you know, what's gone on in the break. He's in a great spot. Can't wait to get back into the club. There's no issues around love for the club. You know, our industry is an interesting one. You know, things are thrown around all the time. He's a fantastic footballer who we're going to do everything we can to make him an even better footballer over this next 2 or 3 months, like we are with every other player. So my conversations with him, other than just seeing he's okay, how's everything going, has been the same with every other player I've had. I'm confident Brad's about, he wants to work for our side. That's his priority. I want to come in, I want to be a better footballer, I want to be a better footballer for our team. So I've got no question around that.
So I think the Adelaide Crows need him to be a better footballer for their team, for them to be a better team overall. Another man they recruited during the off-season a couple of years ago was Bryce Gibbs. He got dropped from the side 3 times last year. He managed to play 12 games, including the last 4 of the season. But Matty Nix has put it on Bryce Gibbs to perform to a higher level in season 2020.
I'd love to see Bryce Gibbs play 23 games, 22 games, and some more finals would be even better. We've actually had that conversation, Bryce and I, briefly. And again, it's nothing's locked in stone, but my questioning to him was just around what will allow you to play your best football? What can we do to allow you to play that style of footy you need to play?
And of course, Bryce, a member of the Breakfast Club here, so hopefully we can see him in 2020 playing his best footy up and about and in a very good mood every time he joins us throughout the season next year. We remember back a few years ago with a masterstroke coaching move to put folk hero Matty Richardson to the wing for the Richmond Footy Club. Well, Taylor Walker has opened the door and opened discussions on himself perhaps moving to the wing, and Matty Nix was asked about that very move yesterday.
I know that he's training the house down. I know he's had an amazing break. He's in a very, very good spot at the moment as far as where his life's at. And if he wants to play on the wing and he can prove to the group and he can play a role for the team that gets that wing role done, then he can play on the wing. I would never say to a player, you can't play a position until it's proven that it's probably not best for the side. There's a certain thing you have to do to play on the wing. There's you need to have speed, you need to have endurance. We've got a lot of good players that have those attributes. He may be one of them, and good luck to him. Look, what a matchup it'd be if you come up against a slightly lighter winger. It's a tough matchup, isn't it? But look, we're not going to throw any of that around yet. We've got a fair way to go before round one, and we'll see what plays out. But don't be surprised if he pops out there every now and then if he can get it done.
I wonder if we'll see Taylor Walker trialling the wing during the pre-season games and then early on in the season, or whether they'll just keep that as their ace card for later on in the year. We're going to take a break on The Breakfast Bite. We're 8 minutes away from 6 o'clock. Daniel Harford, Adam White and Anna Ramanaskis on their way. There's still plenty more to come when we come back.
This is The Breakfast Bite.
5 minutes away from The Breakfast Club at 6 o'clock. Daniel Harford, Adam Ramanaskis and Adam White on their way. If you're just jumping in the car or turning on the radio, the Socceroos have claimed a 1-0 win over Jordan. Overnight, Adam Taggart scored in the 13th minute. They move one step closer to the 2022 World Cup. Their next qualifying game is on the 26th of March in 2020 against Kuwait. So a bit of time between games for them. Michael Christian has been given the tick of approval to head up the MRO individually for the third straight season next year as well. And some of the Sheffield Shield scores. There's one game to continue today into day four. Queensland are 7 for 270 against the Vics, who declared at 300. And they have a lead, Queensland, of 153 runs. The game continues at the MCG today, while at the SCG yesterday, New South Wales comfortably accounted for Western Australia, winning by 223 runs. They needed 94 in the second innings. They did so, zero, none for 98. Moises Henriques announced player of the match in that game, while Tasmania and South Australia played out a draw. Alex Doolan, who's going to join the boys on The Breakfast Club this morning, 170 not out in the first innings, 116 in the second innings, scoring some serious runs. So they're the results from the Sheffield Shield. We look ahead to this weekend in the NBL. We have throwdown number 3. Melbourne United up against the South East Melbourne Phoenix. And on the late show last night, joining Kevin Hillier, was Shay Illy, the New Zealander, who's from the Melbourne United.
No team's won at home yet. Both teams have won away games. And, you know, we're looking to get our home game and, pull out for the fans. And, hopefully get one at home for the throwdown.
Shay, tell us how you've fitted in, how everyone's sort of now fitting in really well and seeming to gel well after a fairly sort of rocky start to the season.
Yeah, it was rocky. We had ourselves high and, kept on listening to the coaches and the scouts that they were, pushing on to us. And, we kept on rolling and, stuck together and, we knew everything was going to click, and it has been, and we just got to grow on that.
4 wins in a row. This reign of wins that you got going at the moment started with the Phoenix game. So things around the club must be pretty buoyant, pretty confident.
Everyone keep their heads high in that patch, and we just had to stick with it, and trust the process, and things are going great now, but we just got to keep on building. Now we can't be satisfied where we're at. We just got to keep on pushing and. Try and push for that third spot on the ladder.
So throwdown 3 in the NBL this weekend, Melbourne United versus the South East Melbourne Phoenix, who's second on the table in their first year. It's a fantastic effort from the opening 7 games that they've played. Rugby Union, just before we finish off, the Johnny Eels medal was awarded last night. It's for the best Australian rugby player for 2019, and it goes to a dual athlete who spent a bit of time at our very own Melbourne Storm, before moving over to play rugby union. It's Marika Korobidi, the Fijian, the superstar himself, and here he is after winning the Johnny Eels medal last night.
I don't know why they voted me. I just got there and I played for love of the game and passionate. I hate losing. I just go in the field. Who's number 14? I'm number 11. Who's number 14? Me and you tonight. That's my mentality. And we'll see who go out tonight, who's the best player in the field. It's not about me wasting the whole team. You know, I set my goals. Tani, just me and my winger, and compete with him. You know, of course you'll do the best. Of course you'll be come out. Will be hopefully the outcome will come out better.
So there's Marika Korobidi claiming the Johnny Eels medal for the best Australian rugby player in 2019. That wraps up the Breakfast Bite for this week and for Friday morning. Don't forget, the Breakfast Club on its way. Daniel Harford, Adam White, Adam Ramanaskis. Half says it's his best show of the week. You will not miss a moment. Dean Lester, Nick Quinn after 7. Alex Doolan just before 8. And Tommy Boyd, who's joined St. Kevin's at 8 o'clock.